President Obama proposes a new trade agreement with Europe.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson with the Global Perspective on Business and Economics. And we'll start with something President Obama said in his State of the Union address last night.
Tonight, I'm announcing that we will launch talks on a comprehensive transatlantic trade and investment partnership with the European Union.
Well, European leaders are already welcoming that plan this morning. And Marketplace's Stephen Beard joins us from London with the details. Good morning.
Hello, Jeremy.
Well, so what do we know about this deal so far, Stephen?
Well, this is something U.S. and European officials have been talking about behind the scenes for more than a year. This is the most important trade relationship in the world. It's worth $646 billion a year. It's very important for the U.S., which last year exported twice as much to Europe as it did to China. The idea is to free up this trade further, phase out tariffs and reduce the regulatory barriers which make it more difficult to do business between the EU and the US.
Well, it hasn't happened yet, so I imagine there are some obstacles.
Yes. I mean, the tariffs don't represent too much of a problem. They average only about 3%. But some of the regulatory hurdles are going to be hard to remove, especially in farm trade. Here's Simon Tilford of the Centre for European Reform.
When they get down to the nitty-gritty, it's possible that the negotiations will again founder on some of the cultural differences between the EU and the US, for example, over things such as genetically modified food.
Or Frankenfood, as it's widely called here. There's also a lot of European consumer opposition to American chicken washed in chlorine and hormone-treated beef.
Sounds tasty. Stephen, what are the chances we're going to get a deal like this?
Well, this morning, the head of the European Commission warmly welcomed President Obama's remarks, and he said talks will begin by the end of June. Perhaps there's more doubts about this in the US, where a recent poll showed that 44% of Americans say the US has not benefited from free trade, against only 41% who say it has.
Marketplace's Stephen Beard joining us from London. Thanks, Stephen.
Okay, Jeremy.